Hi there, you're listening to What's New Today, a podcast channel that brings new stories that are fun and engaging. This is your host Sangeeta, and in this episode, I'm joined by...
Hi guys, my name is Arjun. I am 11 years old. I live in Mumbai.
Welcome Arjun. Do you have any unique hobbies or talents that you want to talk about?
Yes, I can solve a Rubik's Cube, which is a fidget spinner.
What's a Rubik's Cube that is not a cube?
You can just show us.
Yeah, you could show us. We'll try to describe it.
I have to bring it.
Okay, we can wait.
Give me 2 seconds.
Okay, I'm counting 2 seconds.
Okay, now, while Arjun's gone off to fetch the fidget spinner, Devansh, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hello, I am Devansh Bhojnagarwala. I live in Kolkata in West Bengal. I study in class 4. I am 9 years old. My birthday is on April 25th. I study in Lakshmipat Singh Anya Academy.
Thank you for your detailed bio data and welcome back, Devansh.
I am sharing my name. What is the problem? Name, birthday and school. What is the problem with that?
What else is left? Your height and weight. That's all we need to know in terms of your personal information. My suggestion to all the children and the adults listening to this podcast, avoid sharing real personal information with outsiders.
Like bank numbers and all, but kids don't have bank numbers.
Yeah, thankfully. Arjun is back while Devansh was introducing himself to us.
It is a Rubik's Cube, but it can spin. And when you mix it up, you can solve it.
It has the same number of sides as a cube.
Yes.
Which means it is...
And it is basically, you just have to twist and turn the pieces that are different shape. Like, there are square shaped pieces, there are triangle shaped pieces, that are the edges.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Like a ninja shape something, I don't know what.
Yes, a ninja shape.
Arjun, am I right to say that the tricks you will adopt, the strategy you will try to solve it is very similar to a Rubik's Cube?
Yes, it is very similar.
Wow, really awesome. All right, now that we've got two avid gamers, one who likes to solve the Rubik's Cube and one who likes to play Roblox, this episode
How is he a gamer?
He's not a gamer in the sense of a video game player. He's a gamer in the sense he likes to play games. One of the games that he likes to play is solving fidget spinner. That's a game, right?
That's not a game.
It is more of a puzzle.
Okay, sorry. One puzzler and one gamer. Can I use those words?
Yes,
I guess.
You guess? Okay, thank you for your permission, Devansh. All right. Now, in this episode, we are going to be talking about a new story related to football, soccer, right? Just in case people listening to this episode are from North America, the football we are referring to is soccer. Okay, the two children who've joined me have no idea what the news story is. I'm going to be giving them the first 2 sentences of the news story. After this, they need to figure out the rest of the parts of the news story. They can make as many guesses. And together, we shall unravel what this news story is. Are you guys ready? Does this sound exciting or are you anxious?
I think you made a mistake when you were saying not together. You already know what the news story is. We don't know.
Oops, sorry. Listeners, scratch the word together. I know the story and these two don't, so I'm going to guide them in figuring out what the new story is. Alrighty? Okay, here go the first 2 sentences. One of the most historic moments of soccer history will soon be up for auction. This particular artifact marked a beginning in very recent soccer history. What am I talking about?
Is it about a new card, like the red card or the yellow card? I mean, not red or yellow card, but a new card.
Orange card.
It's not about a new card.
Is it about a trophy?
It's not about a trophy.
Is it something that belonged to an old football player who has passed away lately or something like that?
Because you have mentioned that it's an old football player who has passed away lately.
Or a current football player?
No. The answer to that question is no.
Is it like a football accessory?
No, it is not a soccer accessory.
Is it re- related to a player.
Yes, very much.
A player, the thing is related to, he plays currently or he has retired?
He plays currently.
Is he like famous?
Yes.
Okay,
Lionel
wait.
Messi?
Yes, it is related to Lionel Messi.
Oh, okay, okay.
Is
wait.
It about? Is it about his 8th Ballon d'Or?
No, it's not any of the awards.
That's what I was about to say. Literally.
No, it has nothing to do with any of the awards he's won.
That guy has won 3 Champions Leagues, 8 Ballon d'Ors, 0 Puskas Awards for no reason, and
one World Cup.
He has many Golden Boots. But let's focus on the question. So,
thank you.
Thing? What is that thing? Okay.
Let me just remind you with the opening 2 sentences. One of the most historic moments of soccer history will soon be up for auction. This artifact marked a new beginning in recent soccer history. So we do know that this artifact marked the beginning of something related to Lionel Messi. Right?
Is it about his his car collection?
Car collection, no. How would his car collection have anything to do with soccer history? I'm curious.
He might have a car which is made out of, like, it is all soccer themed.
Okay. Okay. Interesting creative interpretation.
Lionel Messi moved to a new club. Forget Inter Miami. From Inter Miami to some other club.
Are you asking me or are you telling me?
I'm asking you. Is it about a move of Messi from Inter Miami to another club?
Has he moved? To the best of my knowledge, he's still with Inter Miami.
No, he's still in.
No, he's in Inter Miami, but I don't know.
Oh, so you thought this news story is about Messi making another move? No. At the moment, we are recording this podcast on the 1st of March 2024. As of this moment, Messi is still with Inter Miami.
Okay, that's good. Is it about a football that he has signed?
Very interesting. No, it is not a football that he has signed.
Or about one of his old boots that he used to wear.
Remember, I told Arjun earlier, this is not a soccer accessory.
Oh, okay. What? So what can be this?
Okay, so let me give you all a clue.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Focus on this theme. This marked a new beginning in his history. Think about Lionel Messi's beginnings when he started playing soccer.
When he started,
He was at the Barcelona Academy.
Okay, before he started at the Barcelona Academy, where was he?
In Argentina.
When he started his career, he played in a small club called Newell Boys. And after that, Barcelona, the team officials, saw how well he was playing and selected him for the trials for Barcelona team.
He passed the trials and then he joined the official team on 2006 or something.
2004, yeah, that's true. Fabulous, you guys have pretty much captured the history. So now which one moment might we be talking about?
His move from his small local club to Barcelona.
Absolutely. And how do people make moves like that?
Because of talent and skill.
Yeah, that is true. Okay, let me rephrase my question. What happens when a club decides to take on a player?
The club has to pay money to buy the player. The club has to negotiate with the other club's manager. Player who they're buying has to have an agent who will decide if the weekly wages for the player is good or not. And then they have to sign and everything, and then they get into the club and all.
Awesome. Precisely. So now come connect all the points we've been speaking about so far. Lionel Messi, that pivoting moment in his career, and what does it take for someone to move? So which particular artifact that connects all of these three?
The cash that was paid to Messi when he moved to
Or
Someone brought a whole vat of cash in a big bag, and they gave that vat of cash to Messi.
it is about that Messi signed his son for a new club. Is it about that?
Oh, interesting.
Under 11 team.
No, we are not yet talking about the
Yeah, go
okay.
ahead, see.
The artifact does not belong to today's time and age. The artifact is, let me say, about 20 years old or 25 years old. What does it take for a player to join another club? What's that final act that happens before a player moves to another club?
I see things on FIFA, but they are not real. Like the player comes into the club office and signs a ball, and then shakes hands with the manager. And
Okay, then in the real world, what might the player be doing?
in the real world, it might be a big auditorium where the audience is applauding, and the player is walking into the club office and getting the jersey and all.
So one fine day, a player is called upon by another club and he says, "Okay, come, this is the ground, this is the stadium where we're going to be playing. This is the date. This is the time of the match. Please be there." Is that how it works?
No, first we have to buy the player to
I think
one fee.
the club which wants to buy the player, it has to pay some compensation fees to the club.
All right. I can see that you guys are really, really close. So let me just give away this final piece of this information. All right, so what we're going to be talking about is it is the paper napkin on which a 13-year-old boy called Lionel Messi was signed on to join FC Barcelona. It's literally a tissue paper on which Lionel Messi's contract was drawn up when he was bought by FC Barcelona. So the tiny
Why
little
on tissue papers?
The story behind that is that when Messi was being evaluated by FC Barcelona, he played really well. But like you all said earlier, he was really young. At that point in time, not all the officials of FC Barcelona were fully on board that Lionel Messi ought to be joining B Barcelona. But
Okay.
at that, and they were all sitting in a restaurant, and Lionel Messi's father was getting a little jittery. So FC
What
Barcelona's
is the meaning of jittery?
Like he was a little impatient. He wasn't very sure if this conversation was going anywhere. He was ready to get up and walk out of that place. Like he didn't really want to continue this conversation because he knew that his son was very, very good. His son was brilliant and he deserved getting a contract with one of the best clubs in Europe. So he could walk to any other club and start showcasing his son's talent. So he was a little impatient at that point in time. And when they were all sitting in the restaurant, the club sporting director of Barcelona, whose name is Carles Rexach, what he did was he just called a waiter, "Could you just give me a paper napkin?" And so he got a paper napkin and he took a blue ballpoint pen and he wrote these words on it. In Barcelona, I mean, of course, he wrote this in Spanish. I'm translating it in English for y'all. In Barcelona, on the 14th of December 2000, in the presence of Messrs. Minguella, Horatio Gaggioli, Carles Rexach, FC Barcelona sporting director, hereby agrees under his responsibility and regardless of any dissenting opinions to sign the player Lionel Messi, provided that we keep to the amounts agreed upon. He signed that with his pen, gave it to Messi and Messi's agent, his dad. They all had to agree and they all countersigned it. And that's how Messi's first ever contract was drawn up, and that's how he moved to the club of Barcelona. This particular paper napkin has been kept very safely by his agent, who's Argentinian, Horatio Gaggioli, and he kept it very safely with him all of these years. So now he's decided that it is going to go up for auction, and the starting price will be £300,000 for that paper napkin.
Only I thought it would be 2 million or what? I'm pretty sure it will go way higher than that.
You're
It will
pretty
go above 1 million. I Yeah,
bet.
it will go 2 million, 3 million at least.
One paper napkin.
Yeah.
In the
Especially when it was that old and it is for Lionel Messi.
Please remember, if it is that old, that paper will very likely tear.
Yes, so they will
So
have
you have
to
to secretly keep
put it in
it.
a very.
It is Messi's
Oops, sorry, sorry, I asked such a question. I can only imagine what those fans who will be attending that auction will feel like. All right, for those of you who'd like to watch the auction, it has not yet begun. It will be conducted by an auction house based in London. But later, whenever it does go up for auction, and if it is available on YouTube, I will definitely add a link to that in the show notes below. So all of you can watch and check if Devansh and Arjun were right, if it did go for $1 million or a couple of million
I
dollars.
predict it will go for $3 million. That's my final price.
What is Arjun's final prediction?
My final price is 5 to 6 million pounds.
Are you guys up for a quiz?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, quiz time. How about Devansh, you ask one question, Arjun one question, and I'll ask one question. This is obviously not for the three of us. It's really for our listeners to see if they were paying attention to all the chaotic conversation that they were listening to.
Can we just ask questions that were not related to this episode but related to football?
That we can ask in our trivia time. In the quiz time, we'll have to stick to what we've
This is
spoken.
not trivia time.
This is not yet trivia time. We'll do trivia time right after quiz time. Is that okay?
Okay, so can I ask first?
Yes, please go ahead.
What was the artifact and who was it related to?
The artifact was a piece of tissue paper, and it was related to Lionel Messi, because that tissue paper was on which he got signed into Barcelona. In which year was this paper napkin signed?
March 2000.
It's a cold,
14th
the colder month.
Colder. 14th November.
Yeah, very close.
14th December.
December. Yes. Okay, so now it's my turn to ask, right? Third and the last question, in which language was this contract signed in?
Spanish.
Was signed in Spanish, also known as Espanol in Spanish.
Awesome. Huh.
Hindi is Hindi, but English in English is English. But Spanish in Spanish is Espanol. Wow.
On that note of linguistic trivia, shall we move on to football trivia coming from Devansh and Arjun? What
Yes,
trivia do you have for us?
boss. Can I share Lionel Messi's father's name?
Yeah, why not?
Lionel Messi's father name is Jorge Messi.
I want to share Lionel Messi's style of playing. Lionel Messi, in the first 10 minutes of the game, he walks around, doesn't run around, and he observes the style of the game, and in the remaining game time, he uses his time, he starts to run around, and as he understands the flow of the game and the tactics of the opponent, he starts to get active in the game.
Thank you so much, both of you, for that wonderful piece of football trivia. And I hope all our listeners had as much fun, if not more fun, than the three of us had in unraveling this little piece of news story. If you really, really enjoyed listening to different episodes on this podcast channel, where we cover a very wide range of topics in the most child-appropriate and the most fun way possible, do support us. You can buy Team What's New Today a cup of coffee, you can buy us lunch, or if you really, really love us, you can be generous and donate any sum of money that you deem fit for us. If you're up for it, please do click on Support Our Show in the show notes below. New episodes on What's New Today come out every Monday and Friday. If you, like Devansh and Arjun, would like to come on this show and chat with me, do write to me at hello@wsnt.in.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.